And next on is Bruce Katz, Director of the Metropolitan Policy Programme at the Brookings Institution.
I think my comments actually build very directly off the prior comments. I think there are a series of relationships that are being dramatically changed in the modern metropolitan areas, particularly the ones that we are looking at, and that there is a lag of policymakers to respond to these relationships, whether it's at the national level or at the local or city regional level. It's the relationship between the demands of a changing economy and the education and skills of the workforce, number one. It's the fundamental disconnect now between wages and prices for a large portion of the workforce. And finally, it's the disconnect between location of jobs and housing. And I think the prior respondents, and I think some of the initial presenters really were beginning to get at this. The first one, obviously, is the most obvious, whether it's Shanghai, whether it's New York, whether it's London, whether it's other modern global cities. I mean, there clearly is a demand now for a larger portion of the workforce to have higher levels of education and higher levels of skills, and particularly for Shanghai, as you move from a certain kind of manufacturing economy to a more technologically based manufacturing economy, as you move obviously towards a knowledge services economy, how you deliver through your education systems, through your job training systems, whether they're run by government, whether they are essentially co-opted and administered by the private sector, remains a central challenge for you. It remains a central challenge, and clearly in the United States. I mean, that's probably the most obvious one for all these different global cities. I think the second one, I think, is really troubling, which is the growing disconnect between wages and prices for a large portion of the workforce. And that is principally related to the rapid appreciation of housing prices throughout all these so-called successful cities. I think what has happened in the United States is that there's been a fundamental change in what was the social compact in our country. In the United States, 30 years ago, if you got a high school degree, you worked in a factory, you earned decent wages, you got decent benefits, you bought a home, you built equity, you basically were able to enter into the middle class and move up the ladder by playing by the rules. All that is essentially over in our country. You need higher and higher levels of education. It brings no stability, no certainty, and it does not bring the income necessary, not just to make ends meet as housing prices escalate, but to build wealth and create assets for your family in a very privatized country. And obviously, the way for policymakers to respond to this is to reduce prices and to supplement income. And to a large extent, we've ignored both of those responses. The final point, which I think has the most dramatic impact on physical space and gets a little to what Frank was talking about, is the structural change in our housing markets in all three of these global cities, but I think throughout the world, dramatically affects development patterns. We are seeing higher and higher prices at the core. That is a new phenomenon to some extent in the United States because we've suburbanized dramatically in our country, and therefore many of the higher prices were actually located outside the core in some of our mature suburbs. In the last 10 or 15 years, we've seen really price escalation of major proportions in the cores of our central city and metropolitan areas. That is beginning to push development out, principally for low, moderate, and even middle-income workers to the fringes of our metropolitan areas. The jobs are decentralizing following the people, but they're not decentralizing at the same rate. And therefore, we have a classic mismatch between where people are living and where jobs are located, leading to horrendous commuting patterns, lack of reliability within the workforce, and also just putting enormous stress on families and workers in ways that for the upper elite of the political and corporate and civic world are really not experiencing. They're the only ones who are able to live close to where they work, while the rest of the workforce basically lives far away from their jobs. So I would argue that there are three relationships that have fundamentally changed in a very short period of time without policymakers really either understanding the structural nature of the change or being able to respond in any dramatic or structural or systemic way to these changes. So I think all of us sort of face this disconnect between market and demographic forces on one side and the lag of policy on the other.